Matt Rogers is a pastor at New Life Christian Fellowship there in Blacksburg. It's one of the recognized student ministries at Virginia Tech. Last night, he opened his doors for a prayer vigil, and about 200 students came in. He joins us now on the line. Pastor Rogers, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you say to the students at the vigil?
Well, most of the time was just the time for prayer for people to come. It was, in many cases, the first chance they had to gather, but mostly we let them know that whatever they were feeling, it was okay. The scriptures, you know, use the word mourn or some version of that mourning over 100 times, and so God understands whatever it is they're feeling, even if it's extremely deep grief.
What were the questions that people were asking you as they tried to understand what happened?
I didn't hear very many questions at all. Most people were still, I think, in a state of shock. There were some people who maybe passed that into the grief stage or whatever, but mostly it was just people wanted to come and pray and hug one another. There weren't a ton of questions. I'm sure those are coming down the road, but so far it's just been a state of shock.
Was there a specific prayer or a reading that you turned to for solace?
Yeah, I shared a verse from Romans 12:21 that said, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And just tried to encourage folks to respond in the best way they can. It won't help if we respond from bitterness or hate or anger. As understandable as those feelings may be, we really need to try to respond from a heart of love and just serve the people who are hurting the most right now.
Pastor Rogers, as you would know, there are questions, though, being asked almost immediately about the way the university responded to yesterday's shootings. And your ministry is close to the university. Has the university given any advice about how to respond to yesterday's shooting?
None at all. As far as if you're talking about how the university itself responded, they have told us that they respect what we're doing and obviously want us to help the students. But as far as offering us thoughts on how to respond, no.
Anything you can say to people out in the United States, worrying about you at this moment in time?
Sure. Well, I would say to please pray for us. I mean, the outpouring of support from other campuses, I mean, we've heard from, I've even heard from somebody in Japan by email. I mean, it'll be weeks before I can respond to all of the emails that we've gotten. So we very much appreciate the support and the prayers of people, and we just ask that they continue to do so. This is something nobody ever expects to have to deal with, but it's happened, and we certainly appreciate the support.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Pastor Matt Rogers from New Life Christian Fellowship in Blacksburg, Virginia, which ministers to students at Virginia Tech.